We're turning the clock back on July 5, the day in 1954 when Elvis Presley recorded his first single at the Sun Studios in Memphis.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
On July 5th, 1969, Rod Laver became the very first man to win four Wimbledon titles.
Once again, the title had gone to Australia. Rod Laver was the king of the courts.
There was another Aussie winner in 1987 when Pat Cash took out the Wimbledon title. Do you remember him climbing the stands after his victory?
I've never seen that before, but that's a marvellous moment for him.
The pilot of the hit 90s sitcom Seinfeld premiered in the US on this day in 1989. Can you believe it didn't reach Australian TVs till 4 years later?
The machine is working. It knows what it's doing. Just let it finish.
You're going to overdry it.
You can't overdry. Same reason you can't overwet.
And in 1996, Dolly the sheep was born. The first cloned mammal lived till 2003.
Possible we're seeing a scientific explosion.
It means that any decent college or graduate school student could potentially clone a human being.
Also on the July 5th birthday list is Hugh Anthony Craig III, better known as Huey Lewis. He's 71.
That's the power of love. That's the power of love.
Actress Edie Falco is 58, the multi-award-winning star of The Sopranos.
He's a sinner, Father. And you come up here and you eat his steaks and you use his home entertainment centre.
James O'Connor is 31 today. The current Queensland Reds player has played over 50 games for the Wallabies. And Brisbane Lions star Charlie Cameron turns 27.
Charlie Cameron, well, they love him. He controlled it brilliantly.
Finally, controversial media personality Ron Casey was born on this day in 1929, died at the age of 89 in 2018.
What's the point of me sitting here trying to have a rational debate?
You're victimising me.
Remembering Ron Casey on July 5th.